Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome, everyone.
Hello there.
How is you?
I am just trollrific.
Trollrific?
Yes.
Like vomiting glitter good?
Oh, yes. I'm having children right out of my own hair.
Popping out of your brains?
They're from somewhere.
With funky glasses and everything?
That's right.
Boy. Some sort of world tour.
Some sort.
Boy, I tell you.
I tell you.
I've seen Stranger Things, but not much. That's right, those guys.
Yeah.
Those are the ones.
Okay.
Yeah. One more season of that.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
I hope well.
Yeah.
I liked everything else.
Yeah. We're going to get a Mandalorian movie.
Yeah, Mandalorian.
We can actually talk Mandalorian on this show. That's weird.
Oh, this could be weird.
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Popping out of his helmet.
So weird. Right out of his helmet.
Oh, it all comes
laying down some funky beats.
Funky beats.
The funkiest little Yoda beats.
That's right.
Yeah.
Funky these beats are.
Oh, man. I want that.
Yep.
I need that. But we're not here to talk yet about The Mandalorian.
No.
We're here to talk about other things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got two movies. You got two movies. I mean...
oh, boy.
Do you end well?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty good.
Ooh.
Solid-ish.
Maybe everybody should just turn this one off. I mean...
Boy.
It was fun.
I'll lead us off strong.
Okay.
2023, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh!
Whoa. I watched this on November 4th of 2023. It is 2 hours and 20 minutes, which led to a ton of people quitting their job in frustration. It is an action comedy directed by Joaquin Dos Santos, Justin K. Thompson, and Kemp Powers, as you can see. A lot of people.
It's a good name, Kemp Powers.
Yeah, Kemp Powers.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Shameik Moore, Haley Steinfeld. Yep, the name got me. I was like, okay, I know this first name because of the last name. And Brian Tyree Henry. Your summary for this one? Miles Morales catapults across the multiverse where he encounters a team of spider people charged with protecting its very existence. When the heroes clash on how to handle a new threat, Miles must redefine what it means to be a hero.
Whoa, redefine it?
Redefine
it. But he's just some teenage kid.
He is just a teenage kid.
Boy, that's hard.
Yeah. It is it's a movie I didn't think would be super good coming off of how good Into the Spider-Verse was.
Mm-hmm.
And usually after something performs well, it's like, okay, we know that you're going to get the glorified sequel to cash in on the hype and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this one rife with all the people who were work super crazy long hours and had to quit. And it was just full of bad press initially.
Right.
And so I didn't hold too much of a hope that this one was going to be good. So I just waited until it came out on streaming. I was like, I'll catch it when I catch it. I'm not going to endeavor to go to the theater like I did for Into the Spider-Verse or this one because I just don't see how it's going to be that good.
Mm-hmm.
But I am wrong.
Oh,
this movie is awesome.
Really?
It is so good. It is so thoughtful. It really has a strong message to portray. You know how I feel about that in like children's aimed animated fare.
Right.
It builds characters. It deepens the characters that it built from the previous films. It's so good at making people differ, but no one really be the bad guy per se, because you just humanize everyone in such a thoughtful way. It's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Animation is equally on par with how it was previously. Obviously, they tried to up the ante on how crazy and stylized and over the top this animation would be, hence all the issues they had. But, oh man, it looks gorgeous.
That's awesome.
It's fun. This is a strong contender if you get a chance and you want to rewind it. This is what I would push hard for.
I got yelled at just the other day for not seeing this movie yet.
Yeah.
They're like, what do you mean you haven't seen this movie yet? And I was like, but Max already. It's on the list. Max did it. And they're like, I don't know what any of that means. And I go, well, then you're not my friend because you're not listening to the podcast.
That's right. You're fired.
Yes.
Get out.
That's right.
Yeah, this movie is so cool. It's so well done. Music's great. The voice acting's great. Animation's great. The storyline's wonderful. And even at 2 hours and 20 minutes, it does not waste time. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
It's got so much going on. Even if it's like not doing anything to kind of push the storyline across, which is very rare, it's doing something to deepen a character or to set something up, or it's really impressive.
I know Miguel O'Hara gets a bunch of business in this one.
Yeah.
I was pretty excited for that.
Yes. I think you'll really appreciate it. I was really, truly impressed and would endeavor to go to the theater to see the next one.
Nice. That's really cool.
Yeah. Really exciting. And I won't spoil spoil anything, obviously I'll try to keep this as spoiler-free as I can, because it's relatively fresh for people. This was one of the, you know, early, like, people still may not be super comfortable running out to the theaters quite yet kind of movies, you know what I mean, early 2023 fare. So I will urge everyone to see it. It is worth your time.
It's on the Netflix, I believe.
That's where I saw it.
There you go.
IMDb gives this an 8.6 out of 10.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. Swinging hard.
That's big.
Rotten Tomato critics, 386 of them, 95%.
Whew.
Ready for this one? Audience, 10,000 plus, 94%.
Wow.
Yeah. Wild stuff.
Does that trump the first one? Probably, right?
It's real close.
Oh, wow.
It's like we're talking like a percentage point in either direction probably for these.
Okay.
And I am not going to buck this trend. It's a 9.5 out of 10 for
wow,
sure.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, movie is sweet.
Well, I will make sure the wife and I watch that on a rewind.
It's soon. A cool one. It is... And even at 2 hours and 20 minutes, which sounds intimidating, I was stunned at how good it was.
That's great. Yeah. I love the animation in that.
Oh, it's so much fun.
The animation in those movies are so good.
And this one is right on point.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, I got a movie.
Oh.
There's a theme between my two movies.
Oh, good. Because when you said I have a movie, I was worried you forgot the formula.
No, well, you know, we just do whatever we want, don't we, Max?
I do what I want.
Well, you may have noticed in the leading up, and you'll notice this continue, that I've been doing a lot of holiday movies.
Holiday.
And it was this was watched on November 1st
okay.
of 2023. So we're getting into that Thanksgiving era. So, of course, the wife and I watched 2010's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
I saw this on your list.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. IMDb minutes, an hour 10. Genre, comedy, horror thriller, directed by Jordan Downey, starring Wanda Lust, Natasha Cordova, and Lindsay Anderson.
What happened, Lindsay? Dropping a ball with these names.
Wanda Lust. That just means they hired a porn star to show her boobies in the first 10 seconds.
That's
all it is.
That's what you have to do in some of these films.
Apparently. Your IMDb movie summary, a homicidal turkey axes off college kids during Thanksgiving break.
It happens all the time.
You know, the turkeys really have been trying to be more politically correct than this, and we haven't been listening.
No.
You know, they don't feel comfortable just walking down the street.
They're tired of the term jive turkey.
Jive turkey is really where it started.
That's right.
You know?
They still have a chip on their shoulder.
I don't blame them.
No.
I don't blame them at all.
I figured Airplane would have been the mea culpa for that one, but
sure.
It wasn't.
No. It's surprising.
Yeah.
But turkey feelings aside, this is, like many low-budget movies I've reviewed, the comedy is gold at moments, and at the rest of the time, it is a wet fart.
Okay.
So it has great moments, and at other times, I'm just like, why? Why is this happening? And it's almost like, man, why did you show me you're capable? I'd rather you just suck.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Fair.
Like, just suck, and then we're good. And I'm like, that was dumb. But no, you showed me you're capable.
Right.
And I'm like, man, if I could guide you, you would be amazing. But
right.
But you're not.
No.
Jordan Downey was actually an intern under Wes Craven.
Oh, wow.
Kind of cool. And very exciting, he has another movie.
Okay.
It's called The Headhunter. And I only found out about this movie because of looking up the scores for this one.
Okay.
And that movie has a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Shit.
So I said, well, this piece of crap, I have to see this guy do a movie. So that will come later.
I like
people.
That.
That will come much later. But it's just a little foreshadowing that, because I'm going to have to tell you that's why I watched this movie anyways.
That's cool.
But this is about a killer turkey. It is not good. It is your typical teenage kind of fare where it's like everybody's trying to bang each other and get drunk. It's really dumb. Everybody's like, you know, 30 years old playing an 18-year-old. It is really lame. I enjoyed it at times. Like I said, it had moments, but I was just like, why are we doing this? The wife is like, why are we doing this? I go, I'm sorry. This one is on me.
And this came out what year again?
This is 2010.
Okay. So this is like pre-Zombievers, I'm pretty sure.
I love Zombievers.
Yeah.
Zombievers is fun.
Yeah. There's that ilk of like weird creature feature, and this doesn't sound like it quite hit the mark.
Well, the turkey's like, you know, a hand puppet, essentially.
Sure.
Like, he's like a low budget. Really, it's not good.
Right.
But I mean, I think everybody acts well. They're interacting with this horrible Muppety thing, like they're scared. So,
right.
Like, everybody did their job. It just isn't that good.
Okay.
So, I'll leave you there because I may be talking about this turkey again. IMDb gave this a 4.2 out of 10, which is pretty high, I think, for that.
If you double its score, it's still not as high as Spider-Verse.
That's true. So yeah. Think about that,
think
people.
Think about that.
Think about it. Rotten Tomato critics, there were 2 reviews in, but they are not enough to give it a score. The audience, surprisingly, 1,000 plus.
Okay.
It has a 42%, so it's in line with IMDb.
It is.
Do you want to guess who loved it more, me or the wife?
Oh, man, that's tough.
It's tough, especially because she's right there.
I know.
She's across the table.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to say
normally not.
The expression on her face when you said the name of the movie helps, because yeah. I don't normally have that visual cue. So I'm going to say that you liked it slightly more because I heard boobies in the first 10 seconds.
That's true. They weren't good.
Like, I didn't say they were. I just said I heard boobies in the first 10 seconds.
There was boobies, and
so you gave it the higher score, didn't you?
I did.
Yes.
I did. Slightly. You're right. The wife gave it a 2.5.
Okay.
I gave it a 3.5. So I guess subconsciously, boobies do win out.
I believe that's around the holidays. 0.5 per boob.
0.5 per boob sounds correct.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we'll talk about this turkey a little bit more later.
All right.
Yep.
All right, while we do that, I'll give us something else to gobble up here.
Oh, hey.
2000s, The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's some sort of llama guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Watch this on November 7th, 2023. It is 1 hour and 18 minutes only. It is a comedy family film directed by Mark Dindal.
Dindal.
I hope so.
Yeah.
If not Mark, that's Sam's fault. Starring David Spade, Patrick Warburton,
one of
our all-time favorites.
Yeah, he's great.
Another one of our all-time favorites, Eartha Kitt.
Hey, Eartha Kitt.
And John Goodman.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, another one of our favorites. This is just a lineup, isn't it?
Man.
Yeah.
King Ralph?
King Ralph, yeah.
Of all the things.
That's right. So your summary for this one is Emperor Kuzco is turned into a llama, as you mentioned, by his ex-administrator, Yzma, and must now regain his throne with the help of Pacha, King Ralph.
Yeah,
that's the movie.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
That's how I remember it.
This is that era like of Disney coming off of kind of like their golden age with like Little Mermaid into Aladdin, into Lion King. So now they're getting into like Hercules and Emperor's New Groove and stuff that didn't quite hit the mark as specifically theatrically.
I was going to say, did this have a theatrical release?
Yes.
I couldn't remember.
Yep. It has a really stylized look. Like they went with that with Hercules. Like everything had swirls in it and it had its own very specific look. This also has a very specific style, color palette. Even the way they tell the story is pulled way back on the musical numbers.
Okay.
And it's just kind of focused on being like, essentially like a buddy, like road trip kind of movie. Just one buddy is a llama.
It happens.
Yeah.
Lorenzo Llama.
It's a little single note, but it's fun, and it's definitely a little off the Disney. Like, when I say Disney movie, I think everybody kind of has a specific look in their head, and it's like a lot of Disney movies have that Disney look. This one feels a little like Disney, a look adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that it tried to do something a little bit different. The humor is a little ridiculous. Like, it is like bizarre. Like, they went for a lot of like almost physicalized humor in the animation, which was really like strange but works because like Eartha Kitt and Patrick Warburton have such good interplay with each other.
Yeah, they're both amazing.
So good. And it's just like you can't help but laugh at the ridiculous nonsense, like him being a squirrel boy scout and communicating with squirrels.
Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, his squirrel speech is just him and Patrick Warburton voice saying like squeak, squeak, squeaky, squeak, squeak.
Yeah.
It's like just so on the nose and funny that it's like, I don't know why this makes me laugh, but it does. It succeeds.
I think that llama was one of the sexiest Disney princesses.
I mean, you could argue that.
I will.
He does dress up as a female character to disguise himself.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so there you go. moving right along, your IMDb score is a 7.4 out of 10.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 135 of them, 86%, which I thought was surprisingly high.
I know, that's very good.
An audience of 250,000 plus. Give it 84%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so pretty consistent scoring all around. I'm just a touch lower than everybody at 7 out of 10 on this one.
No, that sounds good. That sounds real good, though.
Yeah, it was very solid, very fun.
Yeah, Patrick Warburton.
Warburton.
The Warburton. So good.
Yeah, oh, yes, he is.
Well, speaking of so good, this ain't it.
Oh, okay. I was worried for a second.
Yeah, no. So, Thanksgiving has a sequel.
Uh-huh.
It's called Thanksgiving 3.
Oh.
There is no 2.
Oh.
This is from 2012. The second movie is a lost movie, and it's part of the plot.
Okay. Well, they saved you a whole movie.
Yeah. This is... Thankfully, that was the sci-fi.
I was going to say they didn't do you any favors, huh?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. I watched this on the 2nd of November, the very next day. I said, "More Thanksgiving, please."
Okay.
It's an hour 39 genre comedy.
They made this much longer. What, 29 minutes longer or something?
They did. This was actually kickstarted, so people wanted this shit. They needed this. They were like, "I get what you're saying. I see that you could maybe be good. Let's and no."
Okay.
And just no. Hour 39 comedy horror sci-fi, directed by Jordan Downey again.
Okay.
Starring Daniel Usage, Joe Hartzler, and Preston Altrey.
Okay.
Your IMDb movie summary: foul-mouthed villain turkey carves through the likes of a rapping grandma, a mindless puppet, a wig-wearing inventor, a bisexual space worm, and their equally ridiculous friends on his quest to recover the last copy of Thanksgiving 2.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So he's killing people to try to, like, what? Stop to get the movie out there or stop the movie from being out there?
He wants the movie out there.
Okay.
There is literally one VHS copy still in existence that happens into the mindless puppet's hands.
Okay.
And he is murdering all these people, and some people want to stop it from ever seeing the light of day. That's the bisexual. Why am I even saying this? Mm-hmm. This movie's garbage.
Okay.
The wife fell asleep almost immediately. Like, immediately.
She chose wisely.
And then, like, the next day, she's like, "How was it?" I go, "It was awful." She goes, "Well, you finished it." I go, "I fell asleep 3 times. I had to rewind that shit."
Oof.
Funny enough, there is a musical that toured of Thanksgiving in support of this movie.
Wow.
That's probably fun, though. That's probably really stupid.
Just go for it.
But seriously, this is awful. There are, you know, Muppety characters. It's just like... I say that like it's derogatory. I'm sorry, Jim Henson. But, like, there's puppet people, and you got to, like, take them seriously in this respect, and it doesn't work. And the puppets look better than the damn turkey. The turkey still looks like shit.
Damn.
I hate the turkey's voice and his laugh. I heard it in my sleep, probably because I fell asleep watching this piece of shit.
Does the turkey talk? Like, he talks?
Yeah, no, he talks.
Okay.
He talks. He talks like Jack Nicholson with, like, a cold.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, he sucks.
That's not good.
I really expected this movie to be better knowing that it was a Kickstarter movie and that people wanted it. This is so much worse than the first one. And I pray that there are no more turkey-based horror movies in the future.
Wow. Fair enough.
Yeah. It wasn't good. And there were moments where I laughed. I was like, "That's such a funny joke. I wish this was a 3-minute movie."
Right.
But here we are. And I'm just going to give you the scores because we don't have to spend any fucking time on this. IMDb, 2.8.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato Critics, no score, but 3 reviews are in, which means one more critic tried it.
Okay.
The audience, 100 plus, 29%.
Oh my goodness.
We have a Wife Fell Asleep score, and I gave it a 2 out of 10.
Ooh, okay.
I hated that piece of shit.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. Ugh. Gobble, gobble.